Representatives of the International Monetary Fund are in Buenos Aires to discuss aid for Argentina's crippled economy. But the Argentines don't expect much. Since the country defaulted on its foreign debt in January, the IMF has been cool toward the Argentine government. In South America, many say that the IMF's conditions for helping Argentina now are too severe. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
The IMF's representatives were greeted in Buenos Aires this week by protesters burning an American flag, along with familiar chants of IMF go home. The protesters, mainly union activists and public employees, don't like the IMF's demand for deep cuts in government spending in exchange for renewed financial help. The protesters' point of view was shared even by some corporate executives in Latin America. In a widely read editorial, the CEO of one of Brazil's largest companies accused the IMF of acting like a doctor who denies treatment to an obese heart attack victim, telling the patient to go home and lose some weight before surgery. Brazil and Argentina's other neighbors have reason to worry about the IMF's tough stance. Lia Valls Pereira is a professor at the Brazilian Economic Institute.
I think if this is the way the International Monetary Fund thinks about this type of crisis, it can happen with other Latin American countries as well.
Pereira says South American governments are getting the message that the IMF is no longer willing to provide billion-dollar bailout packages to keep countries afloat. Rodolfo Baer, an economic analyst in Buenos Aires, says the fund seems to be using Argentina to demonstrate its new philosophy. It could be that the fund is somehow using Argentina to set an example, Baer says, because the regional costs are relatively low. Baer is referring to the fact that the crisis has not spilled out of Argentina's borders. What's surprising is how calmly Argentines are taking this. Many political commentators have actually welcomed the IMF's attitude, which they hope will finally force the Argentine government to correct the economy's structural problems, such as widespread tax evasion and a political patronage system that squanders millions of dollars a year. Political consultant Felipe Nogueira says so far, the Argentine government has not faced up to reality.
I'm not saying that I agree with everything the IMF says or does, but in this case, it's like the patient has said, okay, when I go back home, I'm going to keep eating chocolate. So the doctor is saying, well, in that case, I'm not going to operate.
But Nogueira says the IMF also shares some of the blame for the situation because it made it too easy for Argentina to borrow money in the past. The Argentines are now looking for $25 billion from the fund, but they acknowledge they'll be lucky to get 11, and most of that will probably go to paying the interest on previous foreign debts. Nogueira says the IMF's past generosity reinforced the government's bad habits.
Countries learn that they can sort of find themselves in bad parts of cycles and have somebody help them out. So maybe the IMF itself, through its own learning curve, is learning that what it needs to do is educate countries so that they don't find themselves in that part of the cycle. And, you know, it's you moving more towards some form of sort of tough love.
The IMF refused to talk to NPR about its new approach, but it is clear that it's changing the way it handles these debt crises. The fund is now considering the creation of a new mechanism to allow countries to declare bankruptcy, a stark contrast to its traditional practice of bailing out governments in trouble. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.